Afterword to Section 42. The poem, as an extended articulation of questions that vex the individual on the meaning of life, on the nature of love, on the prospect of the hereafter, not words of routine this song of mine Whitman explains in this section, but abruptly to question. He invites us to wonder what lies at the heart of a book, a photograph, a warship. What he finds are human beings whose motives, exertions, boredom, resentment, courage, and fear fuel every enterprise, for good or ill. Not for him the ivory tower. He looks into everything, because everything interests him. Politics, wars, markets, newspapers, schools, the mayor and councils, banks, tariffs, steamships, factories, stocks, stores, real estate, and personal estate. Received opinion he interrogates as fiercely as the wisdom of the ages. What his gaze lights on, he turns over in his mind until it can be translated into a language to plumb the depths of the fathomless human brain. Near the end of his life, Whitman told admirers that his intent in Leaves of Grass was to thoroughly equip, absorb, acquire from all quarters, despising nothing, nothing being too small, no science, no observation, no detail, west, east, cities, ruins, the army, the war through which I was, and after all that, consigning everything to the personal critter. To his voice, that is, orotund, sweeping, and final, which calls to us from the crowd, interrupting our routines, our ways of being, challenging us to see both near and far what is at hand and what remains hidden from view, celebrating our achievements and our waywardness. He sings of our attempts to make sense of our lives, as well as our refusal to take responsibility for our actions, of persistence and failure, of the sea and the sky. Why are we here? Good question.